Ed Dickens, D-I-C-K-E-N-S, Union Pacific locomotive engineer for the steam locomotive 844. I have the honor and the unique distinction of operating the UP 844 along with my crew. And we travel the country with this 67-year-old steam locomotive, one of the finest locomotive designs built in America. And a very large locomotive, 454 tons. They were designed to operate over 100 miles an hour, frequently in service. Engine crews back in those days were required to do that in order to maintain schedules. It was a different world before the days of modern air travel and before our modern highway systems that we all know today. Everyone traveled by train. Yesterday, we were a little bit late, but we had such good crowds along the way that we decided to spend a little more time along the way. Generally, we take great pride in working with, you know, all the different parts of our organization. I mean, there's so much that goes into running a train like this and keeping it on schedule. In speaking with any one of our crew members, you can see how much we enjoy it.
So what's the red handle there on the team?
That's the whistle.
That's the whistle.
I've spent about 15 years running freight trains. Naturally, you know, the steam locomotive is something that when you're into this type of technology, this is the ultimate. There's very few places that you can see a locomotive like this operating. And to be able to operate it, it truly is a magnificent experience. Currently, I am the only engineer that we have. We have some individuals that will be training. It's a process that takes several years. It's a very unique, specialized locomotive, and the training process is much like it was in the old days. In today's world, a locomotive engineer training generally is around the neighborhood of a year. On a steam locomotive, try 2 to perhaps 3 years, depending on a person's experience level. We're in the cab, and this is known as an all-weather cab. I know it doesn't look like it, but these doors in the back, you see, and the windows do close up, and it's insulated. And when this was in regular service, there were steam coils along the sides and on the floor. The Wyoming winds and the Nebraska and Utah winds were really something to contend with. You know, it's cold up here, and when it's hot up here. But that's the nature of this technology. It's just as it was built in the 40s.
What do you do to make it go?
You throw the reverser forward, pull out on the throttle, and let it release the brakes and take off.
All right. Pretty cool. Where's the steering wheel?
Doesn't have one.
That's why it has tracks, honey. It
sits on the track.
We carry enough fuel and water to take us through approximately 320 miles. We've got 6,200 gallons of fuel oil and 23,000 gallons of water in the first water car. The locomotive will be kept under steam the entire time we're on tour. The fire, when it's burning inside the firebox right there, is 2,000 degrees. And we burn a waste oil, and that's what provides the heat energy to produce the steam that provides the power for the locomotive. It's a little bit different when you're comparing it with a diesel locomotive. A steam locomotive produces its power at speed. In the case of this locomotive, it was designed to produce its power well over 60. There's not a diesel alive that's been built that can match the power output of the steam locomotive. You know, like many of us on the crew, you know, this is something that we enjoy. I've always been a railroad person, and my career path is my chosen path, and I'm just blessed to be able to be involved with the steam equipment.